Thank you for calling the Organization of Staff Analysts Newsline for the week starting Monday, March 2nd. One of our collective bargaining demands appears to be resolved. The Metro Plus Nurses Unit had been treated very poorly by their agency. Unilaterally, management had decided to change the workers' hours from 35 to 37 and a half per week with no increase in pay. As a result, our nurses found their lunch hours cut in half with no payment for the extra 30 minutes worked each and every day. Since at that time they did not have a union status or protections, there was only one thing they could do in response. Many of them, over the months that followed, resigned and found fairer employers. This past September, the nurses chose OSA to be their union, and we immediately sought to legally roll back their regular work hours to 7 hours. The legal process can be good, but it is generally really slow. However, about a month ago, the OSA leadership met with Dr. Talia Schwartz, the new CEO of Metro Plus. She made a good impression because her presentation was in great detail, and she also told us that the agency was being seriously hurt by poor retention of their employees. We zoomed in on this and brought up the daily unpaid half hour inflicted on the nurses before Dr. Schwartz had ever arrived. Dr. Schwartz did agree that if it was as we said, it was unfair and not right. We soon had a chance to meet with Dr. Mitchell Katz, head of the city hospitals, and we shared Dr. Schwartz's comment. He also agreed that it should be looked into. Last week, we were told by H plus H that the daily hours of work will revert to 7 hours a day as of this month. If so, excellent. This will reduce employee turnover, improve morale, and, incidentally, meet our contract demand, number 23. We'll be meeting this Tuesday with the city regarding a similar, unique issue affecting our supervisors of traffic device maintenance at the Department of Transportation. Beyond such details, we now have two more full meetings on the contract expected for this month. So negotiations seem to be going well for now. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for calling, and call again next week.